Hey guys, welcome back to Talk with Maya. I'm going through a little allergy thing right now, so don't mind my voice, but let's hop into it. So I want to explain what this is. This is a mini. I'm going to start this new thing called mini. So every 3 episodes, I'll do a mini, which is just going to be a mini version of my podcast. But just me hitting a couple bullet points. So my podcasts are usually between like 30 minutes to an hour. And these will probably be maybe 10 to 15 minutes of, just like a hot topic or something that I kind of want to talk about or something that I just really want to get off my chest really quick. And I think this one is going to be, just mentoring and giving back. Right. So in any sense, we're all a mentor to somebody and we're all being mentored by somebody. One of my mentors just recently said that to me the other day and it stuck with me and it makes sense. There's definitely a sense of, if you're out here doing, and let me say this, if you're out here in any field, whether it be entrepreneurship, technology, healthcare, whatever the field is, if there's someone who, there will always be someone who has more knowledge than you and someone who doesn't have enough knowledge as you or is trying to obtain as much knowledge as you because they're new to the field. Let's say that. I don't want to say don't have as much knowledge as you because even though they don't, I don't want to say it in the way that sounded. Okay, so back to the point is there will always be someone who can gain something from you. There's always going to be someone who can gain knowledge from you, and there will always be people that you can gain knowledge from. As humans, I noticed that we kind of get to the point of how do you say it? Like we kind of want to take everything and hold it to ourselves, and we don't want anybody getting our stuff. It's like no, my, nope. I can't share. Can't let you see it. Can't let you touch it. Can't let you get close to it. And I mean, we do that. We're territorial as humans, so we do that with our houses, with our children, with our food, with our clothes, with our cars. We do that with everything. And I feel like, that's like a really big downfall in growth. Growth for communities, growth for families, growth for just human life, period. Because if more people were willing to give just basic objects, basic necessities like education. To me, education is a necessity. So, like, if you can't share material things, then I don't see you sharing fundamental things like education. That's fundamental. If you have some type of knowledge that you can give someone, there is no physical object more valuable than you giving someone knowledge, because no one can ever take knowledge from them. But if you give someone a car, of course the car can disappear, lose value, someone can steal it, it can get in a crash. Any amount of things can happen to actual physical objects and material things, but education is power. And I feel like as humans, we should be more willing to give power to other people instead of feeling like we need to be the only ones with power, because in some sense they'll get it from somewhere else anyway, and it may take them longer, but it's more beneficial for you to create those alliances, because at that point you're creating an alliance. Now you are building an ecosystem of whatever field you're in. Now you are contributing to that ecosystem. Now you are establishing alliances for personal growth, for environmental growth, for mental growth, for emotional growth. You are now adding another person to your life because you are sharing a key necessity with them, and you're not expecting anything in return, but you know that it will benefit more than just you by this conversation being had or by this thing being taught. And I just really want people to understand how much mentors impact people's lives. Just for me, I've been mentored by so many people over the amount of time that I have been in this tech field. So I started programming last July. I didn't know anything prior about it. I didn't know what the hell it was, how I was going to do it. I just knew I wanted to do it. And I started getting mentored out the gate. And I think that was one of the biggest things that I took every breath that a mentor breathing that they breathed to me, I took it. I took it and ran with it. I took it. It built my confidence. People mentoring me and telling me how good I could be at something, and that they were proud of me, and that they were giving me pointers, and that I was taking heed to the pointers that they were giving me, and I was listening and I was paying attention. I feel like mentoring and mentors have definitely been a very big part of what I have done and what I've accomplished in such a short amount of time. And my accomplishments are not small at all. And I feel like the mentors were key instruments in me becoming what I am and doing what I do. And just being confident enough to do all the stuff that I've been doing lately. Like, when you mentor someone, you are pushing confidence into them, and you are raising their self-esteem so much by just showing somebody that they're worth your time. Because when you become a big shot or you become somebody, if you can't give back or take your time to help someone who's trying to get to where you are, you've lost the purpose. I feel like the purpose of becoming a somebody and doing all this stuff and getting these good big careers and being fancy and, you know, all of that is just, I thought, and for me, it's just to help other people. So if you aren't mentoring, you aren't out here making yourself available to people who are trying to get where you are and giving them as many pointers as you can, then you're kind of wasting your time. And I mean, time is so valuable. You don't want to take those secrets to the grave, but you can help you get to where you are. You don't know how someone could relate to your story. You don't know how someone could benefit from you. That's the only reason I'm doing this podcast, because I feel like I want to mentor the world. I want to mentor people who I probably thought I could never reach. You know what I mean? It's just giving some type of knowledge that you hold to someone else. To me, it's just, that's like the ultimate form of mentoring. So, just, that was what I wanted to touch on this mini. I could talk about this, go on and on and on. I just want to take the last couple minutes of this to just appreciate and acknowledge all the mentors that I have. I have a mentor, Miss Audrey Willis, who is over me. And what I mean, she is awesome. And she does great stuff for the community. And she's one of the co-founders of the program that I graduated from, Code School, and Code Crew, which is over Code School. And me and her stories were very much relatable, that it motivated me to keep going when I really did want to quit, in a sense of just saying, man, I don't know, or even not even want to quit, but just not thinking that I could do what I could do. She gave me that confidence by seeing somebody like her being able to do what she did. And that's why I say that's when I realized how important it was to be a mentor. And then, I have male mentors. I have every person I come in contact to me is a mentor that has sat down and had a genuine conversation with me. People who are my age are mentors to me. I had lunch with someone today, me and my coworker, and we're around the same age, and I consider him a mentor because he is able to give me knowledge on something that he's been doing a little bit longer than me, a lot longer than me, and he can give me knowledge on that and help me and kind of lead me in the right direction so I'm not stumbling. You know, and passing down some wisdom that he's learned along the way. And I'm sure he's learned some of it from other people too. So I just want to thank everyone. If you've had a conversation with me, if you've met me, if you've talked to me, you know who I'm talking to. You know that you're a mentor to me. You know I consider you a mentor. People have taken me under their wings. And I mean, it's been the biggest blessing that I could have had to let my life change this drastically in less than a year. I feel mentorship is a very big part of what has made me the person I am right now. So I have been trying to pay it forward and give it back to as many people as I can. Thank you guys for listening to my ramble on my little mini. And I will see you guys again in maybe like 4 or 5 days. I'll put up another episode, a full episode. And I think I will have a guest on that episode. I'll keep you guys posted. Thank you for listening. Bye.